Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening. The show tonight concerns the papers that we have so far from Epstein and what in those papers suggests, as the London Telegraph suggests within these last hours, that Epstein looks like a Russian asset. A Russian asset from the 1990s. It's a London Telegraph story. I won't rehearse it, but it follows the trail as best it can. And in the show tonight, Craig Unger, who has written American Compromat and House of Trump, House of Putin, identifies the timeline from 1980 to 1987, when the chronology and the clues all suggest that Trump, like hundreds of other prominent Americans, was recruited to be a Russian asset. That doesn't mean spy, doesn't mean saboteur or cutthroat. It means that you're available for persuasion, information warfare, saying nice things about the Soviets in the 1980s. They disappeared at the end of the beginning of the 1990s. One of the things that Trump did when he came back from Moscow on his first trip ever was take out a ad in the New York Times, Washington Post, and I believe the Boston Herald. The ad cost him $100,000. And his points were all about Japan and foreign policy and wasting money and being ripped off. We've heard them. But it turns out those are KGB talking points from the 1980s. He just followed the script. And it's hard to believe he paid $100,000 for it. Was it really his money? Don't know. Read it as a thriller or read it as investigation tonight at midnight. I also spend extra time with Bob Zimmerman. This is Happy Birthday Bob Zimmerman Month. And your donations, especially $25, are most appreciated. What we spend tonight on is an extra long Bob Zimmerman, letting him run, where I'm obliging to explain auroras between the moon Enceladus and Saturn. We also talk about SpaceX and Blue Origin. Bob defends Blue Origin now and again, and sometimes he forgets to defend Blue Origin. The pokey, pokey, very pokey organization that is run by first-rate managers. Compared to SpaceX, who knows who runs that? Musk is always talking, so it might be him. And success. I also spent some time with Ivana Stradner about Russia and India and learned something called BRIC TV. I didn't know it existed. It's pleasant information, flows on all day. Russia knows, as the U.S. knows, that if you control the narrative, you're fighting the Cold War or you're successfully establishing yourself for conflicts with your adversary. Russia's running good information warfare. Is the U.S.? Not now. Has in the past, might again in future. Also, comments tonight on, yes, the matter immediately at hand, Iran, and the fleet off of Iran. Also a fleet off of Venezuela, asking Jim Fennell, do we know if either Venezuela or Iran or both have one of those carrier killer missiles that China shows off now and again in parades? The answer was careful. And I give it away by saying, Jim says, probably not Venezuela, but we can't be sure about Iran. And the formula is like this. The U.S. has to be lucky all the time when it takes out a regime such as Iran's. Iran only has to be lucky once. One hit will be a victory. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it, especially Craig Unger's narrative 1980 to 1987 of the KGB recruiting for an asset like Armand Hammer, the man who is now President of the United States. Thank you. Good night.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.